Houston, Apollo 10, say again.
Roger, confirm that this is an option one platform realign.
Stand by one.
I'm sure he has, I just want you to make sure.
Okay, John, it's an option one confirmed.
Roger.
Copy 26042-05311-15043. Thank you.
And negative on the pills today.
Roger, copy.
And the fans have been cycled.
Roger. Apollo 10, Houston.
Houston, we're going through a regular check at this time.
Roger, we copy.
Go ahead.
Yes, we'd like to know, did you turn the GDC off by going to ECA over?
Roger, we turned it off and then turned it back on here since we're going to do this IMU realign, over.
Roger, understand off and then on, thank you.
Yep. We just want to check again how much it increased our voltage, and after we get the IMU completely torqued around, then I'm going to turn the GDC ECA powered ECA over.
Okay, Tom. copy.
I'm sure it's a startup engine, but I haven't tried it again, so I recommend we just delete it. It did start up, an evaporator, secondary evaporator has been working well. Should we delete that test or should we give it a try?
Stand by one, we'll check. Apollo 10 Houston, delete the secondary loop check, over.
Very good, thank you, Jack.
Control. Something in the nature of a G-Wiz number. At the time of the trans-earth injection burn, Apollo 10 was some 211,373 miles away from Earth on the backside of the moon. The change of shift press briefing is scheduled to begin momentarily in the main auditorium. Air-to-ground Apollo 10 transmissions will be picked up at the conclusion of the press conference, and at 139 hours, 13 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.